Now, to discuss caffeine, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we have women's health expert, award-winning family physician, and one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, Dr. Vivian Brown, who has the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. So good morning, Dr. Brown. And what about coffee and caffeine?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Marilyn, because I really think that we need to understand caffeine a little bit better. So let's start with what's good about caffeine. Caffeine can offer benefits such as increased alertness and improved mood, and that's wonderful. And often we need a cup of coffee in the morning to get going. And it's really interesting that caffeine is seen as a drug, and caffeine is used in certain medications in order to absorb the codeine that's in certain medications. So, for example, if you're on an aspirin caffeine codeine compound, which one of the ones on the market is 222s, you need the caffeine to absorb the codeine. And we use caffeine in infants to close part of the open area in their heart if they have a certain risk for an open area. So yes, we use caffeine, and yes, it's a drug, and in small amounts, it may be helpful. But what's bad about caffeine is that often people overdo it or have a greater sensitivity to caffeine. That can lead to anxiety and jitters with a high caffeine intake. It can disrupt sleep because we know that caffeine can decrease melatonin levels, which is a hormone essential for sleep. Caffeine in excessive amounts can cause stomach upset, increase acid production, and worsen conditions like gastroesophageal reflux disease or GERD. And finally, some people become dependent on caffeine, so that if you've been having a lot of caffeine and you suddenly stop, you may get withdrawal symptoms such as headache, fatigue, and irritability. But what's really ugly about caffeine is it can affect your heart. And for some people, they may get a rapid heartbeat or palpitations, especially at high doses when consuming caffeine from energy drinks. So I have seen someone that had to be seen in emergency with significant palpitations from overdoing it with diet soft drinks and too much coffee. We also want to be careful about pregnant women because we want to limit their caffeine intake. It can affect fetal development, and if they're breastfeeding, it can affect milk production. And individually, some people are sensitive even to small amounts and cannot tolerate caffeine at all. So the general guideline is yes, you can have about 400 milligrams of caffeine per day. That's the equivalent to 4 cups of coffee. But remember, tea has caffeine, certain drugs have caffeine, chocolate has caffeine, and the total is 400 milligrams. If you start to have more than that, you take a risk with the bad, and you can take a risk with the ugly.
Thank you for sharing that story about caffeine, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So it can be a positive drug, and it can have negative impacts that aren't too terrible. And then there's that heart health that we and other issues. Anyone listening who finds this information clear and helpful, you'll love the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's available at local bookstores. It's available on Amazon.com, and it's also available on Dr. Brown's website, drvivianbrown.com. And if you want a signed copy, you're welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown, a guide to healthy aging, and it can be your GPS to good health. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Marilyn.